It's time to go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, where we bring in the lead writer for Redskins.com, Andrew Walker. Andrew, these two teams played a very close game back in Week 3, but the two teams have gone in different directions since. What has been the biggest reason for Washington's downfalls this season?
Yeah, well, you mentioned that Week 3 matchup in Philadelphia, and it kind of makes you cringe a little bit, right? Because, you know, it seemed like every play someone else, you know, was getting knocked out with an injury or a scrum was breaking out. But it definitely was, you know, one of the more entertaining games of the year. But, yeah, the Redskins and Eagles have definitely gone different directions since then. And if I could point to one area, and this kind of sounds cliche, I'd say Washington simply has been just too inconsistent across the board. Offensively, they started three quarterbacks throughout the year, either due to injury or ineffectiveness. They've never really had a chance to click as a unit. And then defensively, they go from having 10 sacks against Jacksonville to the next week allowing 37 points against the Eagles. A couple weeks later, they look like a championship defense against Dallas. You know, they're swarming everywhere around Romo, knocking him out of the game. They earn an overtime win. And then later against the Colts, it seemed like Andrew Luck was kind of playing in a controlled scrimmage the way his receivers so wide open down the field. So, you know, all that being said, I think you could definitely point the finger at inconsistency and just kind of a simple lack of execution as a reason why we're sitting here again at this point of the year with just three wins.
Andrew, let's talk about the quarterback position. Robert Griffin III, he did not play in that Week 3 matchup. It was Kirk Cousins then. Griffin gets a start this Sunday. What did you see from him last Sunday against the Giants, and is he basically auditioning for his job in the future with this team?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, I'm sure many in Philadelphia are wondering what the heck happened to Kirk Cousins because, you know, in Week 3, this guy comes in there and into your house and posts huge numbers with, you know, about 430 passing yards, three touchdowns, and you know, late in that game, it kind of was indicative of what was happening to Kirk and why he's no longer playing. You know, he did a pretty good job for three and a half quarters, you know, or one half. And then for whatever reason, he can't quite shake off some turnover problems late in games. So Coach Gruden elected to go with Colt McCoy. He led the team to a couple wins. And then, you know, since then, McCoy, you know, he suffered a neck injury against the Rams a couple weeks ago. He re-hurt that neck last week. And then comes Robert Griffin III, as you said. You know, I think last week against the Giants, Robert was able to play much quicker and with more confidence. He looked, you know, he showed flashes of that 2012 Robert, one rookie of the year that kind of took the league by storm. He's able to use his legs to make a few plays, including that weird touchdown at the end of the first half that was called back. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it's kind of one of those weird rules popping its head up and got everybody fired up. But, you know, Robert definitely gave himself something to build off last week, and everybody in Washington is hoping that something has clicked with him and it'll continue on Saturday versus the Eagles.
Head coach Jay Gruden, when he was hired, was lauded for his offensive prowess. What do you think is the biggest reason for the offense not being able to take off in his first year with him as head coach?
Yeah, well, you listen to Coach Gruden talk football and, you know, talk through a specific play, for example, and, you know, it's obvious he gets it on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we all hear his brother John on Monday Night Football, and Jay's the exact same way. And, you know, there's just been several problems plaguing the Redskins' offense this season. You know, many have a similar theme, though, a lack of execution. And, you know, the first glaring stat that jumps out at me are the Redskins' numbers on third down. They rank 30th in the league at 31.8% converting on third down. But when you push that back to third and long, they're really bad. I mean, they're at 6.9% on plays of third down and 10 or longer. And that's the third worst in the NFL since 2004. So you can look at third downs for the offense. You can also look at protection issues. They've allowed the second most sacks in the league, only to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So they're not doing a very good job protecting the quarterback, which goes to the offensive line, obviously, but it also goes to the running backs who have struggled at times in their pass protection, and then tight ends at times have looked confused in protection. And then the quarterbacks, they're just not getting the ball out quick enough sometimes. So it's really a problem on third down and a problem with sacks, and sometimes both of those combined, and it's not very good for their offense.
Andrew, my last question, the injuries really have seemed to impact the defensive side of the football for Washington. Which position group, in your estimation, has been the most hurt by the injuries this season?
Yeah, I think you look at the injury to D'Angelo Hall at quarterback as having the biggest impact on the Redskins' defense this season because he goes down midway through that game against the Eagles Week 3 with the torn Achilles, and then they're seriously throwing guys out there now. You know, by this point in the season, there aren't guys just on the street that have a ton of experience that you can just throw out there. So, you know, there's some guys out there that have little to no experience, and they're covering some of the best wide receivers in the league. It's really that secondary that's really been hurting injury-wise. You know, Brian Arakpo on the outside linebacker, he's been hurt. He tore his pectoral muscle again. He's out for the season. But, yeah, I'd say that that secondary is something that they're going to really be addressing here when the offseason gets started in a few weeks.
Andrew Walker, the lead writer for Redskins.com. Thanks for taking us beyond enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.